This is KUT. Some Austin tech leaders have said that the city council's recent regulations of companies like Uber, Lyft, and Airbnb are driving investment and innovation out of the city. So South by Southwest seemed like the best time to test this perception on folks outside of Austin. KUT's Audra McGlinchey hit the floor at South by Interactive.
Mike Moorhead used to live in Austin and still has a lot of nice things to say about the city.
Google's making their huge office downtown, same with Oracle, so just more organizations having a much, much larger presence here in Austin just because it's a great city to live in.
Moorhead now works for a cybersecurity company in Southern California. From there, he's been watching the Austin City Council. He says the regulations they've passed are an attempt at ebbing growth.
I think they want to keep Austin more hometown feel is what my opinion and feel about it is.
I don't agree with that at all.
Roland Stecklenburg is from Amsterdam. He says he doesn't see the connection between regulations and pushing away tech talent.
Amsterdam has been regulating Airbnb, for example, heavily. I mean, people who rent an Airbnb home have to pay local taxes through Airbnb. But that doesn't really mean it's not a good climate. I mean, Amsterdam is also still a very favorite city for a lot of the tech people from the U.S.
Then I met Adina Lewis, standing in front of an ad for Bastrop County.
We have land, and we have space, and we have workforce, and we want to encourage some of this growth to come our way.
Lewis directs tourism and economic development for Bastrop County. While she doesn't take a stand on the city council's actions, she says maintaining a tech-friendly image in Austin means businesses could grow out to small towns like Bastrop, Elgin, or even Smithville.
We don't want to be like Austin, San Francisco, New York, or Boston.
Yuval Yarden starts to pitch me on why I should base my hypothetical startup in Philadelphia. Cost of living is lower than Austin, plus if I'm working in healthcare, tons of hospitals. Full disclosure, it is my hometown. Go Phillies. Yarden works for a company that consults with startup founders. Some work with her to get their companies off the ground and then end up moving to Austin. So the city's not suffering, Yarden says. In her work, local government regulations, be those taxes or occupancy rules in the case of Airbnb or HomeAway, usually come up at the end of conversations.
It's not one of the first things that we talk about at all. We talk about customers gaining traction, raising money, building a team, and then at some point, it's inevitable because they can't ignore it anymore.
She says entrepreneurs are focused on their businesses, not the government. And maybe that's what's happened in Austin. New regulations have awakened locals to the city council's power. Audra McGlinchey, KUT News.